December 15th, 1984, Lynn Olympia interviewing Mr. George Hammer, owner of St. Matthew's Hardware. Mr. Hammer, when did you come to St. Matthew's?
1941.
And where were you born?
In Louisville, down in the West End.
And why did you move to St. Matthew's?
We received this job.
Which is what?
St. Matthew's Hardware.
Did you initiate the business yourself in 1941?
No, it was initiated back in 1921 by Mrs. and Mr. George Worster, W-U-R-S-T-E-R.
Did you buy them out?
When Mr. Worster died, Mrs. Worster hired me to come out here and run the store for her.
Where did you work previously and how did you happen to hear about it?
Heard about it through my wife's next door neighbor, who was a CPA, and at that time he told her about the opening here.
Where were you living at the time?
362 North 26th Street.
And where did you move to in St. Matthew's?
3502 Nans Avenue.
Did you build your home or?
Yes.
Do you recall who the builder was?
Offhand, I can't know.
Were there many houses on Nans at the time in 1941?
At that time it was approximately 15 homes. One side of the street. And then they started this new subdivision on the other side. And that's when I...
And that was Nans near what?
Nans Avenue, back here. Right back off of,
Off Breckenridge. Does it run right off Shelbyville?
No, it runs off of Breckenridge Lane.
Off Breckenridge Lane. What was the neighborhood like at the time?
Well...
They're all young businesses.
Yeah, that's right. They were... All young couples just moving in.
How old were you at the time?
Oh, I was about 30. Yeah, just about.
What type of businesses were they opening? Or did they still work downtown and live out here? What was
the people, they worked downtown. Yeah, they worked downtown. And see, there was no businesses on that street.
No, I know, but I thought maybe some of your neighbors were opening businesses in St. Matthew's.
No, not to my knowledge, no.
You didn't run into that immediately?
No. Mm-mm.
Did you have children at the time?
Children at the time, yes, I had two. I had two children at that time, a daughter and a son.
And how old were they?
Teresa was about six. And Jerry was born about a week before we moved in, somewhere like that.
Where did they go to school in St. Matthew's?
Holy Spirit.
That was your parish church at the time?
Yeah.
I guess Lady Lourdes wasn't built at that time.
What? No, it wasn't. I've got that in here too, when it was built.
How large was Holy Spirit at that time? Do you recall, in 1941?
Right, I'd say at least 750 families, I would think. It was quite a family then.
Who was pastor at the time?
It seemed to me like it was Reverend Father Vance. Yes, in fact, I know it was.
And he's retired now, isn't he?
I think he died.
Oh.
I'm not certain. Don't quote me on the death, but I believe he is.
And where did your children attend high school?
The girls at Sacred Heart and the boys at Trinity. I have more children now. So when I say boys and girls, that's a...
How many do you have in all?
Now I have four, all married.
Did they all remain in the St. Matthew's area?
Yes, all within, we're right around here.
Did they open businesses in St. Matthews?
No. Well, Peter did. He bought me out.
All right. Is he the oldest?
No, he's the youngest.
Oh. And when did you sell your business to your son?
I think it was 61. Yeah, I think it was.
But you still do the books?
Oh, yeah. So I still come out and help him out. 41, wait a minute, 61, no, wait a minute, what's wrong? 61 was when I brought out Miss Worcester.
Peter's you bought Miss Worcester out in 1961?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
How many employees did you have in the beginning?
About four, and I think we got about six now.
Do you ever expand the business, the buildings or anything?
What?
Did you ever expand the business, the buildings, or anything?
Well, I increased the business, yes, but I've never expanded in any way.
How did you find the citizens of St. Matthews, how did your business expand? You probably had a lot of farm equipment.
Yes,
seed
at that particular time when
beginning.
I came out here, it was strictly farm, yeah. It was then, of course, they were just building up back in around Briarwood and all of that section around Brown's Lane. That was all being built at that time. And of course, business, they needed hardware.
Brown's Lane and where else?
Well, it was, they were all off of Brown's Lane, save from Shelbyville Road on back to, what I guess you'd say, I don't know how far back I go, all the way back to the old Graham Brown's farm, where he, if you know
near
where
the expressway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know who built that subdivision? What it was called?
No, I wouldn't. I wasn't interested in that. Well, I'm sure they run a count here, but I've forgotten that.
Was that the last subdivision to be built in the 40s? Was St. Matthews already built up all the way out Shelbyville Road at
no,
that time?
No, it was just beginning to.
Just starting the
just
boom.
Just starting, yeah.
Were you aware of Eline's buildings, not the auto dealership, but his subdivisions, where they were they already built in the 40s? Tony Eline? He did Breckenridge Villa. And
I would say some were, but which ones, I just really couldn't say on that. I better pace that.
All right, so you had a lot of private homeowners buying tools.
Yeah.
You switched from the farm implements and the seed and grain in the 40s to the home owners.
Yeah, that's right.
And paint, hardware.
Yeah.
And has your business continued to that way today?
Oh, yes. Very. I don't think we have over maybe one or two farmers now that comes in. And at one time.
Tell me more about the early days.
I would think at that time we had this St. Matthews potato thing up here on
the produce exchange.
Yeah, the produce.
In the 40s.
Yes. That was, they were there, and it was, I think Mr. Height, they used to call him Pappy Height or something,
mm-hmm.
He started that.
And did the farmers come in here?
Yes, and of course they would
the
get their
time?
Yes, they would get their potatoes, dump off their potatoes, come down here and pick up their whatever they needed for the farm.
On their wagons.
Yeah, a wagon, I would say. Yes, most of them was wagons at that day.
Horses or tractors?
When we think about that, I don't remember many horses being back out there at that time. I would just say come with wagons and let them use their own judgment on that.
Trucks then?
Yeah, I would think, I think it'd be more of trucks rather than a wagon.
How many came in usually on a Saturday? Couple hundred?
Well, I wouldn't think so back in them days, because I remember at that time they used to just keep a little ledger and keep running, open up a page when I came here. And then, of course, I set up a double entry set. But I wouldn't, I would say maybe on a Saturday, I would say 75 at that time. Because at that time, I think they only had, when I came out here, Mrs. Worcester had it, and her sister. There was only three people working here, so I would say that it was about 75.
Did you have any previous hardware store business?
No.
What were your other businesses before you got in the hardware line?
Nothing. I was ill and I was in a sanatorium at that time, but I didn't. So I don't want that in there anyway.
Did you find the people to be very friendly and they always continued to trade with you?
Yes, very friendly. Some of them are still trading with me. Yeah, I could go through there. I bet you I could pick you up 100 in these accounts right today that are still with us.
Since the 40s?
Yeah, since the 40s, yeah.
That's remarkable.
Yes.
When did you see the early farms start to break up? And was it because of land value?
Yes, I would think right in the, it started to decrease about, say, 40, 42 in that neighborhood, right?
Before the Second World War?
Yeah. We had a few then, but not what what we had.
What were the first farms you remember breaking up? And what were the farmers' reactions that came in to see you weekly for their farm supplies? Were they upset about breaking up the family farms?
Didn't seem to. And which ones, I couldn't recall. Now, there were so many, you know, and I think of a few, the old Ewing farm up here.
Where was that?
That was at Goose Creek Road and Westport Road. It was around in that area, just around, and of course.
Was that cattle or crops?
What?
Was that crops?
Yeah,
truck crop farm?
Yeah,
truck potatoes?
Farm, yeah.
Was it a very large farm? Did it go all the way over to Linden?
No, I don't think it went that far. It went back more or less toward maybe old 42. That's where they everything up in there went back to there.
From Westport over to 42?
Yeah, right straight. You know, if you go back.
Right.
And, yeah.
What other early farm families do you know anything about? Do you remember the Holtzheimers?
Yeah, the Monahan farm back here, they're still in, well, I don't really say they kind of farm, but I mean they don't go selling and out. Yeah, but they got the big farm back here on
Browns Lane?
Yeah, Browns Lane, the Monahan. And if I'm not mistaken, the Monahans and the Bars opened this St. Matthew's, if you call them First Matthew's, wait a minute, St. Matthew's National Bank.
Right, yeah. Next to you.
Yeah.
Where the First National is today.
Yeah, where First National is now called St. Matthew's Bank or National Bank.
Bank of St. Matthew's.
Yeah, whatever they called it, I don't remember.
What year was that? Do you remember?
No.
About when?
I imagine in one of these papers you'll be able to find and maybe put a date in when they set that thing up. But I know it was here when I came out here.
Was that the first bank in St. Matthew's?
No, the Farmers, Farmers Depository that was right across the street.
What bank did you deal with all the years?
St. Matthew's.
Now First National.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did the train affect your business?
The what?
Train? The on-end tracks lie right behind your store.
It, there's a big article in here on that, but for myself it didn't help or hurt in anything, but where is that thing? I got a big one here on that. Well, anyway, you can take these home with you, but I'd want them back.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
Were there many passengers that came out to St. Matthew's on the L&M?
I wouldn't think so. It was more or less perhaps people that were away, and then when they come in, they made a stop right here, and they got off here and went home, more than a pickup. I can remember when they used to hang the mail out there, and the man would grab it as the train went by.
And that depot was gone. Was that right directly behind your store?
Right here in the corner. Well, it'd be more or less directly right behind this vacant lot. Around that vacant lot, yes.
Well, tell me more about the early days of your business. Were there other hardware stores in town?
Not at that time in 41, no. They, I'm trying to think when Chisholm's moved up here, but it wasn't at that time. It was, I think the closest one to us at that time was Paul J. Messmer down here on Frankfort Avenue. And was it Self's Hardware? Yeah, Self's Hardware up in Linden.
S-E-L-L-S?
No, Self, S-E-L-F. Self's Hardware.
Where was Messmer on Frankfort? About what block?
I don't know.
Oh, that's way down near Clifton, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's down that area.
They're still down there, aren't they?
I think, yes, they're still there. I think it's in 22 or 2300 block, but you can find that in a telephone directory.
I see you have a newspaper article here about the cockfights.
Not the
in
what?
The area. The cockfights? Did you ever watch any of those?
No, that was well before my time. They were held right here at bars.
Right next door?
On the side here, I think, yes. It was on that vacant lot out there.
Was this every week?
Like I say, I don't know. I wasn't here at the time. They went way back on that day, though. I remember them talking about it.
That's probably around the turn of the century, isn't it?
Oh, I wouldn't think it was that far back, but it could have been. Bars has been out here for God knows when, and but when that was, I couldn't tell you.
Was Heskamp's blacksmith shop still here when you started business?
No, it had already left too, but it was over here, right back behind here, behind where the bank is now, or right in that area.
Well, Bowers Bowers was where the White Castle is, wasn't it?
No, Bowers was right next door.
Oh.
Yeah, right next door. And
the
it was
saloon?
A grocery, it was a saloon.
Saloon and the grocery.
And the other side of it was the grocery.
Well, would they add on for the bank, or did they tear down the saloon and grocery to build
no,
the bank?
No, this is just how it worked out now. It. We was here, and there was a. It was a saloon, then it was a bakery.
Why don't you run down the street and tell me what was on the street in 1940 when you came out here?
All right.
We're in the first block of Frankfort, next to Breckenridge Lane.
Well, then let's start, if you want that, let's start on the corner over here, go all the way down to Plains, cross the street, come back up here.
Okay. All right, would you tell me about that?
Yeah. Now, Bushmar on Ogden had a drugstore right across the street.
Is that where?
Yeah, where the corner is right now, where it's a vacant lot right there.
Okay,
now.
Okay, next to Eline's Garage.
Yeah,
okay.
See, they finally, but it was that very one right there.
And that was a two-story house. They lived there, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that's right. It was a two-story house there.
That was just torn down this year.
Yes, yeah. In fact, all of this I'm going to give you on that side of the street. Well, not all of it either. I'll tell you when we can stop.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, and the next door to that was Lineback Shoe Shop. Go in and get your shoes.
Lineback?
Yeah, Lineback.
Never heard of that one.
L-I-N-E-B-A-C-H.
Men's and women's, or?
No, it was, yeah, they put soles and heels on.
Oh, repair.
Yeah, sir. Sure, repair.
Mr. Douglas? This is John Saunders. Any of you gone where?
Right, the next to that was Elon's dealership. And on the other side of his dealership was his realty company. He had the two of them. They're right in the same building.
Right.
I imagine to repair it was going to be somewhere around 90 bucks.
Here's your two checks, Peter. All right. Now next to that was Frederick Beck's studio. Now we're down to right where that alley is.
Right.
And went in there. And it was the entrance in to Eagles Club, which is right above the Elon building.
Did you ever join any of those clubs when you started with here? Okay.
All right. Now on the other side of, you know, we hit the alley. Right on the other side of her was Maul B. Hayes Laundry. Now you're really going back there when you... When I threw that one at you.
Was that a self-service, like a laundromat, or?
Let's see. Seemed like you used to take your clothes, yeah. You used to take your clothes and dry clean it in, and they would send it down to the main store, which was on, when you get right down to, going down a hill at Lexington Road. What is that? I don't know what they call that street down there. But anyway, that's where the main store was at that time.
Is that Ma B. Hayes?
Yeah, M-A and B-E-K.
B-H-A.
Yeah.
I wonder if that business is still around.
No, I don't think so. In fact, all the B. Hayes, the old gentlemen, you know, in the family, they're all dead, I know of. All right, next door to that was Sticks Saloon.
S-T-I-C-H,
I think the way they spelled it.
How long was that there?
And I remember, was there a number of years? Exactly how long, I couldn't tell you. It's, you know, when they were there when I came out here, but when they left, I wasn't interested.
What's in the place of the saloon now and the laundry?
I'd have to look out there and see to tell you. I'd have to see what the sign was up there.
So it's right next to the alley there.
Yeah, it's right next to the alley, right here. Mm-hmm. Then next to Sticks was a candy store, and I don't remember her name either.
Penny Candies? Old-fashioned?
Yeah, old-fashioned candy.
There was no ice cream parlor?
I don't recall any.
Okay.
All right, the next door to that was a dry goods store. Don't tell me, ask me her name either. I can see her right now, a little short, heavyset lady, but I couldn't tell you her name.
Was that there very long?
Well, I think they all went about the same time. All of these were here when I came here. I mean, all of these names.
In the 40s.
Yeah, they were here when I was here, when I came here.
Do you know if the Woolworths or... Five and Dime was up by the Vogue at that time. I wonder where this dry goods store.
Oh, yeah, there used to be a Stein store down there, and a Stein A&P store, and,
George, I'm going on back in about 30 minutes or an hour.
Okay. Do you have anything important?
Huh?
Do you have anything you want with me?
No, the bank never called you.
Okay, now where was we at? Dry goods.
We were talking about the dry goods. I was curious why that went out of business, because certainly people were sewing a lot during the war because there was such a shortage of materials. I'm surprised that went out of business if they carried materials.
Well, like I say, well, they could have stayed there two or three years after, you know, I was here 41, say 45 for a year.
Well,
and she was an elderly lady, and so maybe she, when he... Whoever wanted that place, sir, just gave it the right kind of price, and she got out. That's what I would think.
Were there many shortages in St. Matthew's during the war? Were you affected very badly in your business?
Oh, no. Our business was just booming. You know. Of course, there's a lot of rationing back in that time, but that was always handled the way we wanted it to. You know.
Well, I was wondering if you were able to get metal objects like hammers and shovels and... With the war effort being so restricted?
Didn't seem to bother us any. We always got what we needed.
Paint.
Everything. I can't recall anything that we had to do without. Well, Well, I guess we told them they can't do it. I had things that they needed. They wanted some of my things they had to give me without, when I wanted something.
Mm-hmm.
I never was out of gas at any of that time. Mm-hmm. You know, just pat me on the back. That's that old thing, you know, friends, and you gotta do it. All right, the next store, that dry goods store then, was Cohen's Whiskey Store. You bought a, you know, a half a pint or a pint. There was a gift store next to that whiskey store, but I cannot remember what's up there now. There's
the Dollfingers?
Yeah, and whether Dollfingers built there right then or not, I can't remember.
Was it China and things like that?
Yeah, that's really? Right.
And then the Plains Bakery was
next
door.
That's right. They were next.
Okay.
Now, as far as I can remember, across from Plains was that little triangle lot there where the bank is today. And it was vacant at that time. Now, of course, the bank is there.
What's the name of that bank today?
I couldn't tell you.
All right.
Now we're going to come right straight across the street now. Mm-hmm. There was a filling station on the corner. It was kind of on an angle, and it was run by the Blair brothers. There's two brothers. One is a...
Are they around now?
One boy is, or last time I seen that was the one that was kind of a cripple. He lived right up here off of around Hubbard's Lane and Westport Road. It's either the first house or the second house, right there. I see him out there cutting his grass occasionally. Then following that, there was two cottages, just regular old shotgun cottages. Sanders Cleaners was right next to that, and not, well, yeah, sorry, you know they're moved now, but it was right next to that.
Well, did you know who lived in those cottages?
Who?
Who lived in the cottages?
I don't remember. I really don't.
I've heard the Bowers were in.
No,
one
yeah,
house
Bowers. I was going to come to that. The Bowers house was really, as far as my memory serves me, Bowers were there, and they sold out to Sanders Cleaners in.
The same location?
Yeah, that same. In other words, Bowers was there. Sanders, I would say, bought their building.
Bowers' home and converted it to a cleaner's?
As far as I'm, I've been almost bet on that.
And then he moved in 51 over to St. Matthew's Avenue.
Yeah.
Because Bacon's bought all that property.
Yeah, that's right, where Bacon's come in then. Mm-hmm. And that's where Bacon set up their store. Mm-hmm. Then came the A&P. Which is now, of course, your pick pack. But I think Eline owned that. I'm almost positive he did, but
that was here that early.
Huh?
In the 40s.
What?
It was here that early, the A&P?
Well, I won't say far. Yeah, in the early 40s, yes. And I got you. When you said that, I was thinking 1940, and I was going to say, well, I couldn't answer that. All right, then we came on down, and you know you have your lots in between. Then his first building come there was Nally's Barber Shop.
Now that was in a home, wasn't it?
Yes, that was a home.
Is that presently a beauty shop?
Yeah.
The same location?
Yeah, same location.
Are they around anymore?
Oh yeah. See, I think she just takes appointments when she wants them, you know. She's a young lady, and she comes
in.
No,
I mean, are any of the Nally's still around?
Oh, no. As far as I know, they're all dead. Yeah. Miss Nally died there in that place, and Mr. Nally died there first, and then Miss Nally died, and then his brother lived down in Crescent Hill. He died. So I know if there's any more Nally's, I can't answer, but that's the right thing. All right, then of course you got that little alleyway in between there,
mm-hmm.
and Zender's Dairy was there.
Do you remember when they moved out, when they closed the dairy?
No. It was there a number of years after I came out here, but I couldn't remember just when. If
did you know the family and where they lived out near?
No, they all lived in this neighborhood. The original, the original Zender family was on Cannon's Lane, and then they all lived out here. Joe Zender, he lived over here on Meridian Avenue. And Norb Zender lives back here, I think, on Macon right now.
Norb?
Norbert, yeah. You might look that up in the telephone directory. Joe is dead, so you couldn't get it, but I know it's... that's Meridian Avenue by Plains Bakery, isn't it? Yeah, well, that's where he lived. And we got this area now. Of course, that was the Worcesters. Bought this store and, or built this store, rather. In 1921, they came down from the Schnitzelburg area. They, his parents owned a grocery store, and then he'd taken over the grocery store. And then he came out here and built this. And this desk, they taken from their grandfather. I think it's a real old one. I've never been able to trace it. There's some things, markings in there, but I've never been able to come out with it.
But that was the grandfather's from the grocery store down in Schnitzelburg.
Yeah, down in there, it's section wherever it is. I don't remember.
Did they live upstairs? Because this appears to have been a house at one time upstairs.
No, they built this place and built a house on top and lived there. So they built it completely.
Now, how long were they still living here?
Well, she, of course, he died here. That was in 41. I think it was 41 when he died. 41 or 40, I'm sure it's 41. And I swear, and she lived here till she died, but I couldn't tell you the year. I couldn't tell you the year.
Do you rent out the upstairs now?
I rent it out. St. Matthew's ma'am rents it from me.
Well, let's see, what is in Zender's now? Is that a
in what?
Saloon in Zender's old dairy now? Is that Myers?
Yeah, it's Myers. Yeah, it's Myers now.
You don't remember when they came out?
No, really, I don't. It's been a few years. I'm trying to think. See, his father owned it. And then he sold it, when he retired, he sold it to the young Tony, or there's three of them now in it.
The father started the saloon?
Or, yeah.
The father started the saloon?
Yes, because his father had the saloon over here next door to, when bars sold out, who built bars? Can't think of the big whiskey man downstairs. Anyway, that big whiskey man downstairs, I can't think of that name. But anyway, that's when Mr. Anthony Meyer had it. And then when Brown...
Next door, you're talking about the saloon and grocery, Anthony Bauer?
Yeah, see, now he's taken and they had the saloon on one side of it. That's where...
Where the bank is now?
Yes.
Were there any other saloons? When did Dutch's come in? Across the street.
Well, they were here when I came out here, Dutchess. I said Sticks. It goes by the name of Dutch Stick. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's the same place then.
Yeah. Dutch Stick is a... So if you find Sticks, then you go put Dutch.
Okay. So they just... it's called Dutchess today, though, right?
Don't ask me.
Okay. Were these restaurants also?
And what?
Restaurants, or are they just saloons?
There was a little, you could go in there and buy a bowl of soup and a hamburger or a hot dog sandwich. That was the same way over here at bars. And then, of course, they did then. Mr. Anthony Meyer put in a restaurant over there. You could go in and get a hot lunch, you know. But when the bars owned it, all you could get was a hot dog or a bowl of soup.
Okay. What kind of hot lunches did they serve in the saloon?
Well, I mean, like you would anything. Get you a plate lunch and a piece of meat and things like that, whatever.
You don't recall when the saloon and grocery were torn down for the bank, do you?
I would think you'd get that out of the paper when that bank was built.
Okay.
And we're through with the grocery and the saloon. There then was, next to that, there was a little opening, but just more or less like a walkway. And what about if you'll notice when you go out of my store, if you look on there, you'll see just about a 4-foot walkway, and they had a little fence there.
Mm-hmm.
Now next to that was a building, the bank building, and Height Ledford. I think you spell it H-I-T-E, but I'm not positive. It was Ledford's Barbershop.
Hmm.
And then next to that was the old St. Matthew's Bank.
We're actually going around the corner then, aren't we?
Now that we're stopping right now.
Right yeah. At the corner.
Yeah. See, at that time that bank faced Shelbyville Road. Now when he turned it, when he built this, they run you around the corner there.
Then, okay. Now, do you want to go across Chenoweth Lane where Castle is today? Do you recall what was down there?
Really couldn't. There was an automotive place there. I'm trying to think what the name of it was.
In the place of the blacksmith shop?
Blacksmith. Well, no, this is in the front. The blacksmith shop sit way in the back here.
Oh, it was on this side of the street?
No, it was about right behind the bank now.
Okay.
Right around there somewhere, but don't ask me exactly.
Well, what was in the place of the White Castle originally?
At that time, you remember, Arbor, what the name of that automotive place already sold automobiles and repaired them?
Yeah, it was a Ford company.
Yeah, there was a Ford in there. I can't remember what the name of it was. And right behind that was that St. Matthew's Trim. You know, they still trade here.
You're talking about on the corner where the new White Castle is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back in them days, there was a Ford company, and then you had the old Chick's Pool Hall used to be
there.
Yeah,
well, that's on down. Yeah, that's Gerstle's place now, isn't it?
No.
No, Chick's was different than Gerstle.
It was in that big building and went down through there. They had Chick's.
What was in...
Chick's Pool Hall?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Chick, yeah.
What was next to where the White Castle is now? Was that the pool hall? Or you said there was
a garage on the
corner?
The pool hall was down in the parking lot of where the White Castle's parking lot is
okay.
now. See, there used to be a building that went that whole section, and just about, I believe, and you had the pool hall in there, and...
Then you come with Gerstle, and then...
Gerstle's still there. Yeah. He was on down below.
Yeah, he's
was
down.
That always... Has that been there since the 40s?
Oh, hell yes.
Yes, it was back in there then. Yes, that's where your first old Consolidated first started out, honey. It was on the corner here.
Yeah.
And probably occupied the Ford Automotive Garage later
The Consolidated Sales went in there.
After the Ford Company.
After the Ford Company closed down.
Okay.
Summer Herman. Herman's was that Ford Company. I knew it hit me. And then on the other side of that was a big, it looked like it was a garage at that time. And they opened up a real estate office in there. They run account here for years. Well, it might come to me, but right now I couldn't tell you what it was. But they opened up a real estate company in there. And that was attached to this big Summer Herman's building, you know.
Well, I think that was Summer Herman. I think that one came next.
They were what?
Then right below that one was your Chick's Pool Hall, I believe.
I think you're about right on that.
And then you come on to your White Castle, your old White Castle, and then you went to Gerstle's.
There was an old White Castle further
down? Yes, ma'am. Yep. There was an old White Castle that sat down next to Gerstle's.
Yeah.
And then when Consolidated Sales moved out from down here, White Castle
bought up all that property.
Yeah, and built a new one.
Built a new one on the corner, and they tore down all them buildings and made the parking lot out of it.
And now it's just Davenport's in that last section, isn't
it? Yeah, I don't know.
Cream shop.
I really can't tell you what's down there now. There's antique shop.
Girl stores, and I think you did have a frame shop.
Yeah, that's
antique. Pet Heaven Cemetery.
Yeah, pet.
I think that's all gone. Davenport owns a whole bunch of buildings there.
Well, he might do it.
The frame shop.
Yeah.
See, Andy's TV used to be down there, and then he moved out. He was there for years.
Yeah.
See, he's out on Shelbyville Road now.
Well, he was in Linden, too, wasn't he?
He was what?
In Linden?
I don't think so. That's Linden TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's two different companies, as far as I know.
Don't need that.
Okay. Well, let's see. The old Farmers Deposit Bank was across the street.
Right across the street, that's right.
And when was that torn down for the present citizens?
I couldn't tell you.
60s, probably?
You'll find it in here, I imagine.
I think it was about the 60s.
I'm pretty sure it was in the 60s.
I couldn't tell you that. I wouldn't.
Do you know what was next door to that?
Seda San Restaurant.
Who?
The Seda San.
How do you spell that?
The restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's S-A-D-A, Seda San, S-A-N. Now, I could be wrong on the name, but
Was the Whirligig? I heard that was somewhere along there.
Whirligig could have been come in there after
Seda San.
After Seda San.
And then next to that, was that the Undertaker parlor?
No. No, Undertaker was back here behind the bank.
You talking about on Frankfort Avenue?
Yeah, let's start with Farmers Deposit Bank, and then the Seda San restaurant, and then what was in the other half of the building? Or they have that whole front.
I'm not sure, but there was something else, and then you used to have Brady's.
Yeah, I was going to say Brady
and Dance Hall down there.
That's right.
Brady's Bar and Dance Hall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Used to be the old Brady's Bar and Dance Hall.
But what year is this?
Well, this was back in the 60s.
Yeah,
that'd
be about the 60s, yeah. And old Feeney's, remember, he run a bookie down there in.
Who's this?
And he went on around the
Who's
corner.
Who's that?
Feeney's.
How do you spell that?
F-W-N-E-Y. He run a book back in there. Jim Fallon Feeney's.
Is Brady still around? Do you hear any stories about that place?
Well, yeah. See, Brady taken over from Feeney.
Oh.
See, Feeney sold out to Brady.
Now, is this right next door to the Seda San restaurant?
I would say it was.
Yeah. It seemed like there might have been something in between there, George. I forgot.
I can't remember either. I mean, I decided I didn't have too much to do with it. I had enough to do around here without.
Wasn't it back in the 60s, the late 60s, wasn't there a wood shop, do-it-yourself, what was the name of it? Where you went over and bought do-it-yourself furniture?
Mm-hmm.
There was a do-it-yourself furniture store in there.
Yeah, well, that craze probably started in the late 50s, I imagine.
It was the 50s or 60s. I remember that being over there.
You mean that furniture store that's down there now?
No, it's not there anymore. Uh-oh. It used to be along where the Voice newspaper is, right in that general vicinity.
Right in that first block.
And it was that was where that drugstore was.
Wait a minute. It was an unfinished furniture store right in that area now. I don't know which one it was.
Following that one was that a drugstore. What was the name of it? He left there and he went right up there in the corner in Jim Butler's place.
Right, but there was an unfinished wood shop there.
Where the Voice is now?
Somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't know exactly how many doors down or what, but it was there.
Okay, that's a carpet store next to the Voice now, right? What was in there? That was a Kroger at one time, wasn't it?
That's on down.
That's further down.
And that's around the bend.
Where's this drugstore?
The what?
The drugstore you're speaking
Drugstore was right next to, what was above there we was talking about?
Oh, Brady's Barn?
Yeah, right next to them was the drugstore.
Do you know who owned that?
Can't tell you. I know it as well as I know my own name, but I can't tell you now.
Why do you think there are so many saloons in St. Matthew's over the years?
Well, you had all these people coming in from the farm areas. That's what I would think.
Saturdays?
I would think that, plus your own, people in the neighborhood would go in. Because they were not only, they were nice places. When you see a saloon, you a lot of people think in terms of, place that's not right up to it. But these always had bars where ladies would go into them. Mm-hmm.
Are there ever any other restaurants around besides the Canary Cottage further in
Lexington?
Yeah,
I was going to say, Canary Cottage was the only other one that I can remember.
Don't you think that's strange with all the businessmen around St. Matthew's? I guess you had to eat in the saloons. There weren't any other restaurants in further going out Shelbyville Road, were there? Ever?
Well, I don't know. The type of people back and then, when we're talking back in the 40s or in that, they wasn't interested in going to a fancy place. You know, they just want to go in like bars, like you say, get you
quick lunch.
Yeah, that's right. Quick lunch. Get your bowl of soup and a hot dog sandwich or whatever you want. Get back on your truck and head back to the farm. That's what.
That's the reason. Okay.
That's what I think was back.
I've been trying to find out why Sunday type restaurants didn't flourish in the area, and I think that's the answer.
Everybody just stayed home
around St. Matthew's weekends.
Yeah, I would think so.
Or went downtown probably.
He goes way back further than I ever go back, but I can remember a lot of these places.
Where was that Ray's Undertaker?
No, Ray's were doctors, weren't they? I don't know.
I heard there was an Undertaker place somewhere along. It was a doctor.
Yeah, Dr. Ray's. It was two brothers. They lived on Lexington Road. But I can remember them quite well.
Was that general practice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any other early doctors in St. Matthew's?
Well, Dr. Tom and Jerry Smith, but that wasn't too many years ago.
Where was he located?
He started in the back end of this drugstore, on the corner, Bushmire and Ogden drugstore,
mm-hmm,
the very
right
first. He was in the very back end of it, and then you walked up the steps. And then from there, he came over here and opened up in the E-Line buildings right here.
Oh.
And then retired.
Did you ever join the St. Matthew's Business Association?
Oh, yes. Yes, I forgot.
Tell me about the early days.
Albert didn't tell you, or are you going to try to compare the two together?
I'd like to compare them. What projects did you work on?
I didn't do too much. I got...
Did you help Mr. Sanders get it rolling?
Yes. That's what I was going to say. What brought that along, as far as my memory, and it's always been in my mind, I don't know whether Al remembers it or not, but you can compare it, and if he doesn't, just leave it out. But anyway, they had formed it was a little business association out here at the time. Or no, it wasn't either. Scratch at it. It was a club out here. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it could have been the Elks, but don't quote me on that. But just say it was a club. They got together, and they were all of these men in St. Matthew's, and they was going to one way some of the streets out here. And it happened to be, I read the morning paper, and I noticed it. So I knew that Mr. Sanders, now that's Al's father, brother, was on downtown zoning thing. He was a crippled man, but anyway, that's here and there. But anyway, so I said, I'm going up to see Mr. Sanders and see if he can't get his brother to stop his thing, because it's going to affect him. So anyway, I went up there and talked to Mr. Sanders, and he said, fine. He says, yes, we'll go with you 100%. And he called his son Al, and he told him. So Al and I...
Now you said again, this was Mr. Sanders' father's brother. that was on the zoning.
Downtown, down in Logan. Whatever they call that down in the.
Right, planning and zoning.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Mr. Sanders' dad, how long did he stay in business with him? I wasn't aware he was in business with him out here.
Well, I imagine till he died.
Is that right?
Yeah, he, I don't say he was active, he would be in a business, just like me. I mean, I'm,
But he started Sanders Cleaners and the father.
Yes, the father, and then young Al taking over from there.
So initially, the Businessmen's Association became active to stop the one-way streets going through St. Matthews Avenue.
Yes, well, St. Matthews Avenue, they was gonna make it one-way north, Westport Road, they was gonna make that one-way west. And Breckenridge Lane, how was that gonna go?
Well, this would've hurt all the local businesses.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're all banded together.
Yeah, that's the reason I went up right away, and Al and I got together, and it seemed as though, yeah, we called a meeting. Al and I cut up the, let's say I take him from, here up and then Al taken from down at the light, you know, on Lexington Road down, and got the business people, and well, we could think of, we come up with, we called each one and told them, explained what was happening, and we'd like to get together and have a meeting.
What year is this?
No, well, I wouldn't know, but if you'll go through here, you can get it. I can't remember. Maybe Al told you. What was the last thing I told you?
Well, you called all the local businessmen.
Yeah.
Get a meeting together.
Yeah.
To all right. Protest.
So after the meeting, it was decided that we would go to lawyer. What's his name? All right, I'll tell you in a minute. But just I'll give you a lawyer's name in a minute. And went over to his office that night.
In St. Matthews?
Yes, it was over right at the corner of, what's the street? Your street there. One street back.
Oh, not Willis.
Willis, isn't it? Wasn't that where that?
Wiltshire, Willis?
I think it's Willis. Willis. I think it's Willis. And that building right there in the corner. At that time, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was a post office there then. It was at one time anyway, whether it was at that particular time or not. We went up in his office and set up the St. Matthews Business Association. Well, anyway, that was a, went over to Howard Hunt was the attorney.
Okay.
Howard Hunt's right. Office.
Now he's not around anymore. Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. I don't know just where we're at. I think that he's still, I'm sure his office is still over there. He was a young man. That time we all were about the same age, 4 or 5.
Well, did you file a legal protest with the Planning and Zoning Commission?
Yeah, so we just set up our thing and the club then dropped out then after we went down and they seen all of the members in St. Matthews as a kid. Hard Hunt's name.
Right.
And then what did we do? And then we they filed for incorporation and
the St. Matthews Business Association.
Yeah, St. Matthews Business Association. And it's been in existence ever since.
What were the early programs?
The early what?
Programs? You didn't start the Potato Festival and all those things
away. No. They were already here and gone by then.
Oh, really?
Well, I won't say gone because we still have it, yeah.
But the very early Potato Festivals were already over because the farms were broken up by then. Well, tell me about some of the projects early on.
Truthfully, after we got it up, Miss Worcester didn't approve of her bookkeeper running all these meetings. So I don't put that in. That's because she still got some living people and I wouldn't want them to know it. But anyway, she didn't approve of it. And so rather than make my boss mad, I drifted away. I'd attend a meeting occasionally, and then that was it. I just.
Do you think St. Matthews Business Association has helped the community greatly over the years?
Oh yes, I think they donate money every year to some different things around here. They did.
Scholarship?
No, I think, what did we give that money to? It was always, I don't remember.
Do you remember when a house was raffled off? Mr. Eline spoke of one year when a house was raffled off.
Mm-mm. I don't recall it. It could have been, you know, but I just, it's not ringing a bell with me now.
Well, you have an article here that mentions what's in a name. Tell me about that. Your name is unusual in that,
well, yes,
Hammer, and you run a hardware store.
Yeah, that's... Well, this is more or less, this would be more or less about the store. Let's see here. I got a regular thing that Joe wrote here somewhere.
People commented over the years that that's unusual.
Don't need that now. It's a real little thing here. I picked that up. Here's where my son taking over.
1982, the article.
I thought he said 5 years ago. Or no, was that when he...
Well, they just put the article in 82 when your son took over.
Oh. He didn't take over to 82.
It yeah. was earlier, wasn't it?
No.
No?
Well, anyway, we'll have to pick it out from Peters.
He took it over in 81 or 82. One of those 2 years. I forget which one now.
Yeah, it says 2 years ago right here. So whatever date that was. That was 82. And what does it say here? Took over St. Matthew's Hardware Store from his father, George, 2 years ago. So that made it about 1980 then.
Well, you're telling me about this article that Joe, was it Oglesby wrote about your name? Who wrote that article? Joe Creason.
Joe Creason.
Tell me more about that. Was that in the Courier Sunday supplement?
I don't remember what paper. Joe, Mr. and Mrs. Creason both traded here.
Mm-hmm.
And just to name him being, you know, the way he wrote, that's what he looked up, different names. I know that's here, damn it. Excuse me. It's a nice little article. Anyway, that's beside the point.
There it is.
Yeah,
there it is.
There it is. Now maybe you get something out of that. I got the one on the tax.
Well, anyhow, you said when the article appeared, people called you from London?
Well, they didn't call, they wrote.
Uh-huh.
And I had about 12 or 15 people that were from out of town that had seen it. Where it was in our paper when the A&P, when the, you know, Associated Press picked it up. But the furthest one was from London, England.
And he wanted to come and work for you,
yeah,
based on that article.
Yeah, after seeing the article.